We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Good morning, Brevard County. Thank you for tuning in to WMIE 91.5 FM. Have I got a word for you today? We're going to be back in Isaiah chapter 40. Isaiah chapter 40 on Friday. We talked about God, the almighty, inexhaustible God. And today I want to talk to you about what does God intend to do with all of that power? What does God intend to do with all of that power? Now, a lot of people, when they wake up of a morning, especially Monday morning, and it's going back to work, they say, "Good Lord, it's morning," instead of "Good morning, Lord." And so I want to encourage you today that you say, "Good morning, Lord," because has He got a tremendous gift for you. It's not what I'm getting ready to tell you. It's not the messenger that is the gift today. It is the message that I'm going to share with you out of Isaiah chapter 40 that is going to be such a tremendous gift to you today. You may want to go back and listen to this at 10:30 on WWBC or 5 o'clock. Again, here on 91.5 FM. You might want to go back and listen to it on the podcast or on the on-demand feature through the WMIEFM.com website. Click on this day. I think it'll be probably available tomorrow. But you want to hear this because on Friday we talked about God, the almighty, inexhaustible God. Today we are going to be talking about God the Empowerer. God the Empowerer. And so we want to say thank you to Wyrick Air Heat and Electric, 632-9538, 632-9538. If you need any help with your air conditioning, still finding people who are in need of their ACs being repaired and replaced. You know, if you like your house exceptionally warm, you might want to get your, heater checked out because those days are coming. And if you need electrical work, like I'm having done at my house, these are the people who are doing my electrical work. And so all of these people that I've talked to, that I tell you about here on the radio program, they have dealt with me in, integrity. They don't overcharge me. They don't go looking for problems that aren't there. They just, what you need done, they will do, and they will help take care of it. And so 632-9538, 632-9538. If you give them a call right now, they're not as busy as they have been because, you know, we're not quite in the brutal part of the summer right now. And so if you need something done right now, it would be a great time to give them a call, 632-9538, because you'll be able to get them and get your problem resolved very quickly. So that's what's coming. That's what we wanted to share with you as far as our sponsors. Let's get into Isaiah chapter 40 today. Do want to remind you about our Wednesday services that are coming up, our kids, boys and girls ministries, 6:30 on Wednesday, and then our adult service. We're going through Psalm 91, and I've had a couple of different confirmations that I was right where God wanted us to be, and so come and be a part of that 7 to 7:45 on Wednesday night. So let's go back to Isaiah chapter 40, verse number 7. Why do you say, O Jacob, and speak, O Israel, my way is hidden from the Lord, and my just claim is passed over by my God? Have you not known? Have you not heard? The everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, neither faints nor is weary. His understanding is unsearchable. Now listen to this, verse number 29. He gives power to the weak, and to those who have no might, he increases strength. Even the youths shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Keep silence before me, O coastlands. This is Psalm 41, or Isaiah 41, verse number 1. Keep silence before me, O coastlands, and let the people renew their strength. Let them come near, let them speak, let us come near together for judgment. You see, the chapter divisions were placed there for our benefit, but they're not actually in the original manuscripts. Those were there for the verse numbers. Those aren't there. Everything is there for our benefit as far as being able to identify and easily access that information. Now, what takes place here in verse number 29 is the fact that the Almighty, inexhaustible God that we talked about on Friday, that his purpose for that power is for him to distribute that to his people. He wants to empower the weak. He wants to strengthen those who are oppressed. If you have no might, he says, I can solve that problem. I've got enough for the both of us. I've got enough for the both of us. And so I want to encourage you today that it is available. The power of God is available to you and I if we will do what he says here, and that is receive the gift. It says he gives power. It is the gift of God. Now, if we are going to receive the gift from God, we need to know the reason for the gift and utilize that gift in accordance with the purpose that it was given. And so if he gives us strength, it is for victory. If he gives us strength, it is not to enable us or empower us to sin, but instead to empower us to overcome temptation, overcome sin, overcome all of the attacks of the enemy, to lift up the shield of faith that quenches all the fiery darts of the wicked one. We need to realize that there is power that is available to us. A couple of weeks ago, we had some men that were at the church, and they were doing the lawn work, and it got to a point where they needed access to a power outlet. And actually, what they were doing at that point in time, they were looking to recharge the battery of the mower, and I said, well, there's an outlet right there. And they said, there is. And I said, yes, there's an outlet that you can access even when you're not inside the four walls of the building. It's the only external outlet that we have on the entire property. But so many times, the reason that I'm telling you this is because so many times people think that the power of God is only meant for operation inside the four walls of the church. But I want you to know that the power of God is available when you are driving down the road. The power of God is available for you if you are weary. I mean, if you woke up this morning and you said, God, I do not have the strength to make it through this day in my own personal makeup, I want you to know that right now you can cry out to God and he will strengthen you. He has the resources. If you and I will cry out to him. Now listen, I would much rather say, God, I am incapable of doing this on my own, but I know that you have the ability, you have ability and power that I don't have. I can operate like that. I don't want to be operating in my own strength. the conference that we were at a little over a week ago, the pastor reached a point in his ministry, the pastor that was sharing at this conference, and he realized, he said, God, I don't want to do this without you. I don't want to pastor without you. I don't want to be a husband without you. I don't want to be a father without you. I need your power and your strength. And I want you to know today that the power of God, the signs and wonders that God has available, are meant to accompany those who believe or follow those who believe. And so we walk by faith and not by sight. So we when we hear from God, we automatically begin to walk that out, and we see the power that comes when we need it. When we need it. I drive a vehicle, and it's a lot different than my last vehicle was. We blessed somebody with our last two vehicles that we've had. We've been able to replace our vehicles. And rather than sell the other vehicles, we've just been able to pass them on to people who have needs. And this last time, I had it in my heart to do it, but whenever I prayed about it, it was like, no, that's not the right thing to do at this time. And it wasn't until the Spirit of the Lord said, now I want you to do it. Then it became not just a work of my flesh. It became something that I was doing in obedience to what God had said. And by the way, whenever we do something like that, my wife and I, we always operate in consensus. I don't just go and give things away without asking her. Just a little bit of wisdom there. And so I didn't want to do that in my own strength. I wanted to make sure that I was doing it because God wanted me to do. Because, you know, I talk about fasting, and there was a stretch where every January I was doing a 40-day fast. And it got to a point where I was trying to fast this one year, and it just was not going the way that previous fasts had gone. And I began to pray about it. I felt like God asked me a question. He said, let me ask you, why are you fasting? And, the question went on. He said, are you fasting because it's something that you've always done? Or are you fasting this year because I have prompted you to fast? And sometimes our traditions can be the source of our frustrations. That's pretty good. That's not even in my notes. Our traditions can be the source of our frustrations, where if we would hear from God, we would be able to walk in the power of God. Our children's pastor, they went to on a missions trip for 2 months to Guatemala this year. And before they went, they said, God's will, God's bill. That was their mindset. And I want you to know that when you are walking in the will of God, when God's called you to do something, he will provide for you. He will be your strength to be able to do that. There have been times when my body, my physical being, was not feeling very strong, but there was a word from God that I had that I knew that needed to be delivered, and he strengthened me so that when I was preaching, I felt better than I did before I started preaching. God wants to strengthen the weary. God is not interested in keeping you and I weak. He is interested in empowering us. He says, even if you are young, in verse number 30, you will grow weary. In fact, I watch my kids, and you know, when you're a kid, you want to fight against that nap because you haven't seen a huge amount of time. You don't want to miss anything. And so you don't want to fall asleep. And so kids will just, I mean, they will exhaust all of their strength, and then all of a sudden you will see that they will just fall asleep in the most unusual position or in the most unusual spot. They, you know, this summer when we were picking up kids from kids camp, they had spent 4.5 days just running and having the time of their lives and experiencing the presence of God. And they were talking and talking and talking. And the other person that was in the vehicle with me, we're sitting there listening, and they're talking and talking and talking. And then all of a sudden we realize the talking has stopped. And there they were. They were all just completely and totally zonked out in the back of the vehicle. They had just given everything that they had, and now they were tired. It says, and the young men shall utterly fall. When we're young, we tend to think that we're invincible. But even young people have a limit as to what their physical strength can endure. And then there is this very interesting word in verse number 31. It says, but, B-U-T, a conjunction. It tells you the facts that I have just stated are facts, but there is a fact that supersedes those previous facts. And that is this, but those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. It says that even though natural strength may be exhausted, that if we make waiting upon the Lord a priority, that strength is going to be renewed. It means that it is going to be, there's going to be a resupply. Recently I was out at Patrick Air Force Base for a clergy appreciation day. They let us go and tour the helicopters and things like that. It was very, very enjoyable. I mean, it was quite informative. I got to take my picture had my picture taken a couple of places in the helicopter. And I saw this long cylindrical device that was protruding from the front of the helicopter. And when I first, you know, experienced it, it's like, huh, I wonder what that is. And then all of a sudden it dawned on me that was the device that had been engineered so that while the helicopter was in flight, it could be refueled. And so it wasn't going to the gas station. The gas station was coming to it. And so while it was still on its mission, it could be refueled and resupplied so that it could continue further on in the process. And then when it would get low again, there would be somebody else that was there designed to refuel this helicopter. Well, I want you to know that God has that technology. He's had it for thousands of years. He says, if you are exhausted, if you are weary, if you will come to me, if you will take my burden upon you, if you'll take my yoke upon you, if you'll get rid of those things that you're carrying and take only what I give you, if you will wait upon me, I will renew your strength. Today does not have to be a miserable Monday. It can be a victorious Monday. Today, you can say, God, I am going to wait in you. I am going to put my hope in you. I am going to spend time upon you. I have this devotional that I read just about every morning. It comes into my email, and it was talking about the watchman waiting on the wall, that they were there watching in the night. They were there to keep guard over the city. But they knew at any point in time that there could be something that took place that would affect them on a very personal note. And I read that devotion. I went a little different direction than what the person that wrote with it said, and I was like this, God, I want to be like that watchman on the wall, not waiting for an arrow of the enemy, but waiting upon you, that you have a word that is sent forth, like it says in Psalm 107:20. It is a word for me. It is a word for victory over my need and over my adversaries. It is a word of strength and empowerment. God, I want to wait for you like that. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. So if you today are going through a struggle and it is more than you can handle, I want to encourage you. You can't afford not to be in the presence of God. You need to get into the presence of the Lord. And then it says this, but those who wait on the Lord, and there is a very important word. It appears four times in the next four clauses. It says, shall renew their strength, shall mount up with wings like eagles, shall run and not be weary, shall walk and not faint. It doesn't say that they that wait upon the Lord might. Today I want to tell you that if you are waiting in the presence of the Lord, it is not going to be a waste of time or a waste of resources. It is going to be an investment in yourself. It is going to be an investment that is going to result in you being strengthened and you being able to soar, to travel like you've never been able to travel. It's going to give, listen, an eagle not only is able to fly where we are limited to ground transportation naturally, but an eagle soars above the storms, turns and faces the storm. It is equipped with an extra set of eyelids, I believe, that empowers it to be able to face the fiercest storm and use that storm to propel it to greater heights where it has greater perspective. An eagle has such keen vision that it can isolate its, or it can locate its food visually from tremendous heights. It can see where it's going to get its next victory before that victory even knows there's a battle getting ready to be engaged. You and I believe that too many times we fight our spiritual battles reactively instead of proactively, where we're waiting for the devil to attack and God is wanting to give us strategic wisdom and insight that comes from God that says, this is how you are going to get victory over the enemy. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. I told somebody that when I was in sixth grade, I participated in something called Walk for Mankind. It was a 20-mile walk. Now, you think about it, that's going to take 6 to 7 hours to complete, and plus, your feet are going to be really sore during that time. I remember doing that walk and not really thinking that much about it, but I prayer walked Merritt Island from the tip all the way down by Dragon Point and the marina down there just north of O'Galley. I prayer walked east and west all the way up to the Space Center. I went to the easternmost boundary, the westernmost boundary. I prayer walked all of that. And I will tell you this, I didn't walk 20 miles in any one stretch. One day I got 12, another day I got 19, and I got really, really sore. I had to have somebody come and rescue me. It says, you and I, when we are operating in the strength of the Lord, that we will not be weary. It doesn't matter if we are traveling fast or if we are traveling slow, we will not be overcome. We will not be overcome. I remember an evangelist who was functioning in revival services, and they were going into the late hours of the night and the wee hours of the morning, and there was a much younger person who was ministering with her and was completely amazed at how she never seemed to run out of strength. And she spoke to him and encouraged him and said, if I do it in my strength, it will overwhelm me. But if I do it in his strength, I will be able to endure. Today, I want to encourage you. Don't restrict yourself. Don't limit yourself to operating in your power. If you've got a situation, you can't afford not to sharpen your axe. You need to sharpen your sword. The way that we become more empowered and more strengthened is by waiting in the Lord, hearing from Him, waiting for His perfect timing. One of the speakers at our conference said she's got a friend that trains bird dogs. And they always take two dogs out whenever they go bird hunting. I've never done it, so I couldn't tell you exactly how it works. But it always takes two. And the reason that this person wins so many awards is because of how well the dogs mind. And so they never send two dogs after the same target. So they will say to one, you stay, and to the other one, go. We need to pay attention that when God says, it's time that you spent some time with me in my presence, it's time that you waited upon me because I need to strengthen you, you're more tired than what you really realize. Elijah got overexhausted and ended up being depressed and wanting to die, all because Jezebel issued one threat when God had just did a remarkable event in Israel. And I don't want to get there. Don't get overly tired, but instead make sure that you and I spend time in the presence of the Lord on a daily basis and let Him strengthen us. Now, one more thing I just want to share a smidgen out of Isaiah chapter 41. Keep silence before me, O coastlands, and let the people renew their strength. Sometimes you need to drown out the other voices. Sometimes you need to shut off the news, shut off the television, shut off the radio. I'm going to tell you something that you might not hear too much. Sometimes you need to even shut off the praise and worship music. You want to come into His presence with thanksgiving and into His courts with praise. But there needs to be a time where we shut that external noise off and we, like Psalm 46:10, we be still and know that He is God. Where we create the opportunity for God to speak in such a manner that we would be able to listen. And so I just want to encourage you today. The battles that you face this week, God wants to lead you in triumph or procession, but He wants to lead you in strength. And that strength will come when He empowers us as we wait upon His presence. Father, I pray today, God, that we would not be too busy for You. I pray, God, that we would be still and know that You are God. I pray, God, for those who are overwhelmed in their own strength, that You today would find them in Your presence. Lord, that they would, instead of being overwhelmed, they would soar to new heights. They would find strength in their being today, and that victory is on the horizon. God bless you. We'll see you tomorrow right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, "He who refreshes others will himself be refreshed."
Lord, I wish I could praise You with adequate words, but You leave me speechless. And I so long to sing You the song You deserve, but it would be endless. I long to move Your heart, I bring You something new, I tell how great You are, I tell my praise to You.
It's like an ocean breeze.